For 80 years, Turkey's government has fought against mixing religion with politics. But now, 4 days before elections are to be held in this predominantly Muslim NATO member country, a moderate Islamist party has a chance of winning a majority in parliament. The movement's leader has already been banned by a Turkish court from running for office, and this week a fresh initiative was launched to ban the entire party. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the central Turkish city of Konya.
Thousands of flag-waving men and women gathered for a rally recently in Konya's central square. They were here to see one man, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Before he even took to the stage, the crowd started a chant calling for him to be Turkey's next prime minister. But Erdogan isn't even a candidate in this Sunday's elections. Last month, the court banned him from running for office. And last week, the country's top prosecutor filed a new application to ban the party he leads. The crowd cheered as the politician responded to the threat.
The banning of AK Party, there is no source, there is no proof to ban AK Party at all. And we who believe the highness of justice, we don't even think, we can't think that such an anti-democratic, such a decision against law, justice could be given in this country.
Erdogan is the founder of Turkey's most popular political party, the AK Party. Many also consider it to be an Islamist movement. This has put the AK Party at odds with one of the founding principles of the Turkish Republic, secularism. For centuries, the Sultan of the Turkish Ottoman Empire was also the caliph and spiritual leader of the entire Islamic world. This all radically changed after the empire's defeat in World War I, when Mustafa Kemal Atatürk rebuilt the country following a Western model of government. Atatürk insisted on the strictly enforced separation of religion and politics. In 1999, Erdogan served 4 months in jail for breaking this law when, as mayor of Istanbul, he read an Islamic poem in public. Erdogan insists he is not an Islamist and now calls himself a secular conservative. Still, Turkey's outgoing prime minister has warned that in this election, Islamists led by people like Erdogan might take over the government. Political scientist Sahin Alpay says that concern is unfounded.
I have no such fears because the so-called Islamists in Turkey are not to be compared with radical political Islam elsewhere in the Islamic world. Our Islamists, to me, are rather conservative politicians.
AK Party's campaign has stressed improving the economy and ending corruption. That strategy appears to have succeeded in a country suffering from the worst economic depression since World War II. The crisis has left the country's traditional centrist parties discredited. Polls predict none of them will even be represented in the new parliament after the November 3rd elections. Although AK Party's leaders insist they are secular, many of the party faithful want Islam to play a larger role in Turkish society. 32-year-old Mustafa was one of dozens of men holding back the crowd to help Erdogan to the stage.
We would like to have an Islamic leader in a country who's got Islam.
Polls say the AK Party stands a chance of winning a majority in parliament in this week's vote. But these elected officials will have to deal with another powerful force in Turkey, the fiercely secular armed forces. In 1997, another controversial Islamist politician was forced to resign from the post of prime minister after just 12 months in office. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Konya, Turkey.